特别的欢庆主日。
New celebration Sunday。
我们有三个原因我们要欢庆。
There are three reasons we want to celebrate。
第一个，这是纪念棕榈主日。
First is Palm Sunday。
2000年前，在第一个棕榈主日的时候，主耶稣基督是最后一次进入圣城耶路撒冷。
2000 years ago, the first Palm Sunday, that was the last time Jesus entered Jerusalem.
接下来的星期五，他要钉十字架了。
And then next Friday he will be nailed on the cross.
接下来的星期天他就从死里复活了。
Next Sunday he will be raised from the dead.
所以当那一天耶稣基督骑着驴驹子进入圣城耶路撒冷的时候，那些人整个全城的人都出来来欢迎耶稣基督。
As he rode on the donkey to enter in Jerusalem, all the people in the city came out to celebrate him.
人们高声喊着说：“何塞纳，何塞纳！奉主名来的人是应当称颂的。”
And they say, "Hosanna, Hosanna!" Those who come in the name of the God.Is to be praised.
迎接耶稣基督做君王。
To welcome him as king.
但很可惜哈，当时那样欢迎耶稣的人，并不真正明白耶稣去做君王的意义代表着什么。
But unfortunately, those people didn't really understand the meaning of what it meant to be the king.
没过多久哈，这些欢迎耶稣的这一批人当中，就有人高声喊说：“钉他十字架，钉他十字架。”
Soon after, those who say Hosanna will be saying, "Nail him on the cross."
今天我们明白了，所以这是我们今天聚集庆祝的第二个原因。我们知道耶稣基督做王是在十字架上，借着他的死和复活，空坟墓来彰显他神的全能。
And today we understand, because we understand the reason that to be king, he was to be nailed on the cross and then be resurrected. And that's the second reason for why we celebrate.
他做王所戴的那个冠冕不是黄金的冠冕，而是荆棘所做成的冠冕。
He's not wearing a crown of gold, but a crown of thorn.
他不是要坐在那个地上那个做王的人所坐的宝座上面，他是要借着复活坐在每一个相信他的人的心中为王。
He's not going to be sitting on a throne, an earthly throne, but instead he's going to be sitting in the throne of our hearts for all those who believe in him.
所以每个主日啊，我们聚集在一起的时候，都是在欢庆，庆祝耶稣基督的复活。
So every Sunday, as we gather, we're celebrating His resurrection.
特别邀请大家下主日回来哈，我们在这里要一起来庆祝复活节。
And especially want to invite you back next Sunday as we celebrate Easter Sunday.
第三个，我们今天在一起欢庆的原因是来欢庆神借着福音所彰显的大能。
And the third reason why we celebrate is to celebrate the power of the gospel.
每次我们幸福小组结束之后的那个主日哈。我们都会聚集来欢庆。
Every time when we finish our happiness group gatherings, we will gather together to celebrate.
我们连续5年了啊，这是第7次我们在庆祝神在我们的当中借着福音的大能所彰显奇妙的作为。
We've been going on for 5 years, and this is the 7th time we gather together to celebrate.
我们一起欢庆上帝的信实。
We celebrate His faithfulness.
我们一起来欢庆我们的教会玛丽兰福音教会，忠心向主，没有违背神所交托给我们的福音的使命。
And we also celebrate as a church, we've been faithful in fulfilling His commission.
所以在我们学习《使徒行传》的过程当中，我们在《使徒行传》当中看到很多圣灵借着当初的教会、当初的信徒、当初的使徒，如何借着传播福音，使神的国度在地上不断的拓展。
And as we study the book of Acts, we've seen how the early Christians have been faithful in preaching the gospel.
我们看到很多，我们也很羡慕这一批的使徒如何能够被圣灵所使用，借着他们不断的宣教传福音，使越来越多的人进入到神的国度。
We admire how these early Christians, as they preached the gospel, more and more people came to the Lord.
所以《使徒行传》这本书是一个很读起来很让人兴奋的一本书。
The book of Acts is a book that would encourage us as we read it.
但《使徒行传》只有28章。
But there are only 28 chapters in this book.
那28章结束以后，谁来继续书写圣灵要做的事情？29章、30章，谁来写呢？
And who is going to write chapter 29 and, 20, and chapter 30?
感谢主啊，我们可以在这里向大家不断的做见证啊。今天圣灵依然借着他的教会，依然借着向他忠心的信徒们，继续的在地上做耶稣基督福音的见证。
And we bear witness today that we continue faithfully as Christians to bear witness to the gospel.
在各地的聚会当中。 在网络上面持续不断的在这个新的时代来彰显这福音的大能。
And in the and in this new generation, we will continue to meet in person as well as online to preach the gospel.
所以今天我们就是来看两件事情哈，一个是我们借着《使徒行传》来看历史上啊，神在过往都做了哪些事情。
And we'll continue to look in the book of Acts what God has done in history.
如何借着这个忠心的使徒保罗把福音带进欧洲以后，都发生了什么事情
？And what happened after God has led Paul into Europe?
第二件事情，我们就要在这里给大家做见证，让大家看到神今天如何继续信实的彰显他救赎的大功。
And also today we'll see how continue to be faithful in exemplifying the power of his gospel.
这是我们上一次已经看到的这个地图哈，第二次保罗、希拉他们就顺着圣灵的带领哈，从陆路啊，先在小亚细亚这个地方传福音。
And we've seen this map before, how Paul and Silas would be going on land, from Asia Minor and on.
那这一次呢，神有特别的带领，因为他们自己保罗他们想要去的很多地方，神都阻止他们，不让他们去。
And we've seen God's leading in the sense that Paul and Silas wanted to go in various places.
在这种情况下，我不知道大家如果遇到这种事情啊，你想做的事情，你很期待的事情，但是你就做不成，你会怎么去回应呢？
And then we also have experience as we want to do certain things, but yet we couldn't quite do it. How would you react?
很多人会埋怨，很多人甚至去向神生气哈，很多人甚至就是give up.
And they may be complaining, they may even be mad, or they even give up.
但是保罗、希拉他们是认识神的人。
But Paul and Silas know God.
他们知道，也凭着信心相信，神关一个门呢，会开另外一个门。
In the faith, they know that when God has closed a door, God will open another one.
所以他们在这种情况下，他们并没有放弃，他们也没有埋怨神，而是在这里等候神，寻求神到底带他们去哪里。
So they didn't give up, they didn't complain, but they were just waiting for God to see how God would lead them.
以弗所不让去，他们就往回头走。
And they couldn't go to Ephesus, they would turn back around.
加拉太这里不让走，他们就往北走。
If they won't let be, cannot go to Galatia, they will go to the north.
结果北边也不让去，所以他们就往西等候在特罗亚这个地方。
And they couldn't even go to the north, so they went to the west and wait at Troas.
这是上周我们看到的哈，在特罗亚这个地方，神开始显明了哈，借着晚上的异象啊，让保罗先看到神要带他们去哪里哈。有一个马其顿人啊，过了海峡以后，欧洲这边这叫马其顿哈，有一个人就呼召他们，来让他们过来去帮助他们。
So in this night vision of Paul, then he see this Macedonian calling them for help.
所以保罗先领受了异象啊，跟他的团队分享啊，结果希拉、路加、提摩太哈都跟着他，都一起认出这是神的带领，所以我们要走往前走。
So Paul first received the vision, and he shared with his team, with Silas, with Timothy, and with Luke, and they all kind of sharing that vision.
所以今天我们读的这个经文就是这个团队啊，进到欧洲以后。先到这个尼亚波利，然后再往前走就是腓立比啊，在腓立比这个城发生了什么事情
？And then this is chapters about after they received the vision, they went to Neapolis and then also to Philippi, and what happened there?
他们一到了腓立比以后，他们就发觉这真是神的带领哈，因为人已经预备好了听福音，所以他们一传福音哈，就一批一批一批的人接连不断的相信耶稣基督。
And then when they arrive in Philippi, they found out that God has prepared the people there. There will be groups and groups of people who receive the Lord.
神在异象当中让他们看到是一个男人呼召他们过去，但第一个信主的人不是男人啊，是一个女人。
Even though in the vision it was a man calling them to come over there, but the first convert was a female.
这个吕底亚啊，在他是推拉这个。推亚推拉城里的人啊，在这个腓立比城呢，在做卖紫色布的生意。
And this person was Lydia. She was one who sells purple cloth from Thyatira.
这个卖紫色布不是一般人能够买得起紫色布的啊。
Not common people can afford these purple cloth.
这是给皇家、给有钱的、有权势的人用的这些的布料。
For the rich and powerful and the royalty.
所以莉迪亚不是一般的人，她是一个很有钱的人。
So Lydia was a rich person.
而且卖的是高档的奢侈品的商人。
High-end luxury goods.
所以一个卖紫色布的妇人名叫吕底亚。从她这个名字吕底亚来看，她不是犹太人。
And from the name Lydia, you would know that she is not a Jewish person.
是推亚推拉城的人，素来敬拜神。
And from the city of Thyatira, that usually that have been worshiping God.
这个在《使徒行传》当中讲到一个人素来敬拜神，这显然不是指犹太人。
And so when the Bible talks about someone who is a worshiper of God, that actually means that that person is not a Jewish person.
这个词是专门指那些本来生来不是犹太人，是外邦人啊，本来不认识耶和华这个神，但是他听到耶和华神这个名字，他们很敬畏耶和华这个神。
So they were not born Jewish, but because they found out about this God from the Jewish people, and they worship Him.
所以这个吕底亚就像我们前面读到这个哥尼流哈，是罗马人，但是他敬畏神啊，就像那个埃提阿伯太监一样，他不是犹太人，但是从这个非洲特地赶到耶路撒冷来敬拜耶和华这个神。
So she is like this Cornelius, who's Roman but worship God, and also like the Ethiopian eunuch who came to worship God.
所以看到这里我们就知道你要简单的概括这个吕底亚这个人呢他就是又有钱又敬畏上帝的一个人。
So she is rich and worship God.
好、这个他们在一群人哈一群妇女在河边菲利比城的河边在那里定期在那里祷告啊因为他们敬畏神嘛哈。所以保罗他们就到这个河边遇到他们然后向他们传福音。
So she was there by the river and Paul arrived there and then preached the gospel to her.
她听见了主就开导她的心叫她留心听保罗所讲的话。
The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message.
这个人是已经预备好的神知道哈吕底亚在这里哈一直在那里祷告一直在那里寻求神但她还不认识耶稣基督。
Now this person is prepared and she's been praying and worshiping God, but she has not heard about the gospel of Jesus.
但她有一个开放的心，当听到福音的时候，这里特别记载主开导她的心，主把她的心打开，她能够听明白这个保罗所传讲的耶稣基督的福音。
But her heart was prepared, and then here it says the Lord opened her heart so that she can understand and receive the gospel.
她和她一家就领了洗，便求我们说。你们若以为我是真信主的，请到我家里来住。于是强留我们。
When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. If you consider me a believer in the Lord, she said, "Come and stay at my house." And she persuaded us.
大家想想看，对一个又有钱又敬虔的吕底亚，保罗会怎么跟他传福音呢
？So how would Paul preach the gospel to someone who is kind of rich and also kind of prepared in the heart?
他可能花很多钱周济穷人，他做很多好事、善事。
I mean, she's done a lot of charity work and you know, give money to the poor.
看到有需要的人，他家里可能有大房子啊，常常接待外面来的这个拉比啊这些的这个传讲这个圣经话语的人。
And she may have a big house and she would receive those people who come to preach, maybe the rabbis and so on.
我们遇到这样的人，怎么向他们传福音呢
？How would we preach the gospel to people like that?
保罗一定要告诉他说：“吕底亚，你知道吗？耶稣基督已经为你做了所有的事情。”
And Paul would have said to her, Lydia, Jesus done all of that for you already.
耶稣基督已经为全人类的罪钉死在十字架上，这件事情已经完成了。
Jesus would say that Jesus has been nailed for the sin of the entire mankind on the cross. This has been accomplished.
我们人不可能再靠我们的善行，再靠我们的这个遵行律法，能够得到上帝的接纳了。
We cannot be accepted by God purely out of our charity work and good works.
那条路是走不通的路，你要通过信耶稣，相信耶稣基督的义而得到拯救这条路，你才能够得救的。
That's a dead end road. You have to believe in the Lord, and then through Him that you can be saved.
耶稣基督在十字架上所完成的这个救赎的工作，我们人不可能再加添任何的事情。
We cannot add anything to the salvation that Jesus has accomplished on the cross.
要凭着信心去接受。
With faith, we need to accept.
而不是靠着自己努力的行善得救。
It's not because our own trying our best to do good works.
感谢主啊，圣灵开了吕底亚的心。
The Holy Spirit opened Lydia's heart.
而且不光他一个人哈，全家人一起接受、相信耶稣基督，就像前面的哥尼流一样，全家人就像那个埃提阿伯的太监一样，马上受洗， 归入到耶稣基督，凭着信心领受上帝的救赎。
So it's not just her, but the entire household, just like Cornelius' household and also the Ethiopian eunuch's household, entire household believe in the Lord.
这是整个欧洲哈第一家信耶稣的人。
And that's the first family in Europe to believe in the Lord.
第二个人信耶稣的是一个被鬼附的使女。
And the second person to believe in the Lord is a female slave possessed by the spirit.
这 slave girl 啊，她是被卖作奴隶服侍主人的哈，是一个很贫穷的、无钱无势，不像吕底亚那么富有的人。
And so this is a slave girl who's been sold, and so she's different from Lydia, who was rich.
那圣经特别教她说，这个使女呢被鬼附了。
And also she was possessed by evil spirit.
被鬼附了以后呢，他有一种特别的能力，他能够看到将来要发生的事情，所以他就能够帮助他的主人挣很多钱。
And she has this special ability that can foresee the future, so that's why she can earn a lot of money for her master.
所以这个主人呢，把他买来以后呢，就使用他，他成了这个主人挣钱的工具。
And after the master bought her, then from there on, she became a way to make money for the master.
所以我们仔细去。琢磨思想这个使女，其实她是很悲惨的一个人。
So as we think about this slave girl, she's actually someone who is, you know, in a sad life.
不仅她被这个主人哈买来以后呢，剥削她、使用她、利用她。
And not only she was kind of used by that person, the master.
而且她灵里面是被魔鬼所辖制的哈，捆绑的一个人。
But she was also bound in her spirit.
他可以帮助主人挣很多钱，但实际上他的人生非常的痛苦。
Even though she can earn a lot of money for her master, yet she had a sad life.
没有家里人啊，主人对待他就像对待一个使用的工具一样，所以他没有什么可以讲到的幸福而言。
So no family, but a tool used by her master.
所以这样一个使女神。怎么来释放他，使他在福音当中得到自由的呢
？So how did God save such a person so she can receive freedom？
当保罗这个团队在传福音的过程当中，显然这个使女也在听，也在看，所以她跟随保罗和我们，喊着说：“这些人是至高神的仆人，对你们传说救人的道。”
So she followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God."We're telling you the way to be saved.
这个话不是他讲出来的。
It's not she said it.
是附在他身上的那个魔鬼讲出来的话。
It's really the evil spirit speaking in her.
讲的对不对？讲的对。
Is it right? It's correct.
保罗他们确实是神的仆人。
Paul indeed is the servant of the Most High God.
他们所传讲的也使人得救的道。
They are really saying the way to be saved.
但是大家注意啊，无论是在福音书里面，还是在《使徒行传》里面，每一次魔鬼开口借着人讲话的时候，神都会制止他们啊，不让他们继续传讲。
But you can see both in the Gospel and in the Book of Acts that any time the evil spirit speaks about it, God would forbid it from saying it.
魔鬼很清楚，耶稣基督是上帝的儿子来拯救世人的。
Satan was very clear that Jesus was the Son of God coming to save the world.
这些魔鬼附在人身上，他们也可以讲出这样的话啊！但是他们做这些事情、讲这话的目的是为了要迷惑人。
But even though they can say these things about what Jesus is going to do, but what they're trying to do is to confuse people.
所以他一连多日啊，在这样喊叫的时候，保罗心中厌烦，转身对那鬼说啊，不是对那个使女讲啊，是他身上所附的那个鬼啊。对那鬼说：“说我奉耶稣基督的名，吩咐你从他身上出来。”那鬼当时就出来。
So she kept this up for many days. Finally, Paul became so annoyed that he turned around and said to the spirit, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her." At that moment, the spirit left her.
所以这个使女虽然当初听到保罗所讲的这个救人的这个福音的道理，但是她里面的能力没有办法胜过。这个辖制他的那个鬼的能力。
Even though the slave girl heard the gospel, but yet she cannot overcome the evil spirit in her.
所以保罗做的第一件事情，使这个使女得释放的，是先把这个鬼从她身上赶出去。
So the first thing that Paul did to give her freedom is to cast the spirit out.
我想这个使女就像 福音书里面讲那个哥拉森被鬼附的那个人一样，他一旦清醒过来以后，他就真正的明白哈，当初那种的痛苦被魔鬼所辖制的状态，是靠着耶稣基督得以释放的。
And this saved girl's condition is really like this other man in the region of Gadarene who was also the evil spirit cast out.
所以这个使女不仅是听到福音是有这样释放人的能力，而且她自己亲身经历了。得以释放啊，从魔鬼的辖制底下得以释放的那个奇特的经历。
So this slave girl had this unique experience of understanding how she was free from this evil spirit.
就像那个哥拉森被鬼附的人啊，当鬼被赶走以后，就定义要跟随着一个大有全能的主耶稣基督。
And so, like what this man whose evil spirit was also cast out, also decided to follow Jesus.
啊、第三批在腓立比、啊、信主的人是狱卒和他全家的人。
And the third group that was saved was the jailer and his family.
怎么会保罗、希拉遇到狱卒的呢
？And how would Paul and Silas meet this jailer？
就是因为前面这个使女的鬼被赶走以后，使女的主人发觉他们得财的路被断掉了。
And it's because after the evil spirit was cast out of the slave girl, the master of the slave girl found that my money's gone.
然后他们就开始控告这个保罗、希拉这些人哈，然后这个就把他们抓起来，投在监牢里。
So he complained about Paul and Silas, and they were arrested.
而且不仅投在监牢里啊，他们被这个打得很惨哈，这个棍打啊，然后被关在这个监牢里。
And not only was they were they in prison, they were also beaten up and shut in.
然而在晚上哈、啊，这个队打得很厉害哈、啊，我想他们睡觉，他们也没办法睡得着哈、啊，躺下来会更加的痛苦。他们就在那里祷告、赞美啊，唱诗歌来敬拜上帝。
And at night they couldn't even sleep, so they were just praying and also singing praises to God.
当他们遇到逼迫啊，因为传福音的缘故被鞭打。他们没有因此而灰心失望，反倒在那里唱诗歌、敬拜、赞美神。为什么呢
？And when they were persecuted, then they didn't give up, and they would continue to praise God. And why was that？
因为他们刚刚来到腓立比，这短短的几天当中，他们就见证了福音的大能啊，使你得释放啊，吕底亚一家的人能够得救信主。
Because they witnessed God's power, that this slave girl was saved, and also Lydia and family were also saved.
这些人。从前是跟保罗他们不相干的人。
These people were not related to Paul before.
他们如果不来腓立比的话，根本就不会认识这批人。
And then if they were not there, they would not have come to know those people.
但是当保罗见证了福音的大能，使这些本来陌生的人得救，成为他们的兄弟姐妹，成为一家的人，成为一国的人的时候，他们压抑不住的这种的喜乐，就发出从内心发出的敬拜和赞美。
But when these people, these strangers become the family of God, then they cannot suppress the joy in their hearts, and they have to come out and sing praises.
今天我们会给大家播放一些的见证的视频哈，当中的很多的朋友大家可能都没见过。
Today we're going to show you some video of their testimonies, and those people you probably don't know.
我们也是两个月之前，我们都不认识这些人。
Actually, 2 months ago, we don't know those people either.
但是今天我们能够聚集在这里，为他们的重生得救而欢庆，来敬拜，就像当初的保罗、希拉一样。
But because of the salvation and being born again, that we can be like Paul and Silas, celebrate with them.
因为这是神所看重的事情。
Because that's what God put an emphasis on.
地上有一个迷羊能够回家，一个罪人悔改，天上的天使天君就会发出敬拜、赞美和庆祝的声音。
Even if there's one lost sheep, one lost soul being saved, then the entire heavenly realm will celebrate together.
好，我们回来讲这个狱卒哈，因为关在这个监牢当中，他们唱诗敬拜的时候，神就做了一件奇妙的事情，地就开始震动了。
And because of the singing, then God had done a miraculous thing. There was a great earthquake.
而且这个地震很特别哈，它特别把两样东西震开了。
And it's a very unique earthquake. It kind of shook two things.
一个是把监牢的门给震开。
First is to open up the doors of the jail.
第二个是把这些捆绑囚犯的锁链给震开了。
And then second, the chains being loosened.
哇，这是很特别的地震的。
It's a very unique earthquake.
那当这个狱卒跑过来一看哈， 监牢的门大开的时候，他就非常的惊慌。
And when the jailer came and see the doors were open, he was very much afraid.
按照常理来讲话，这些囚犯一旦监牢门打开的话，他们还会等在那里吗？一定都跑光了，是不是
？And typically, when the doors flew open, what would happen to all the imprisoned prisoners? They would all escape.
按照罗马的法律，如果这个狱卒所看的这些的囚犯跑掉的话，他要以命偿命的。
And according to Roman laws, if the prisoners escaped, then the jailer would be killed.
所以这时候，这个狱卒哈就拔刀要自杀的时候，保罗大声喊：“不要，不要，我们都在这里哦，都在这里哦。
”And when the jailer was about to commit suicide, Paul shouted out, "We all here."
哇，这个狱卒不仅是见证了一场地震的神迹，更见证了一场哈这些囚犯不逃跑的神迹。
And so the jailer witnessed this miracle of the earthquake.And also the miracle of the prisoners not escaping.
然后他们就来到保罗的面前，问说：“我们当做什么？我们可以得救呢？”他们认识到这一位很奇妙的一位救赎的上帝在这里。
And so they came before Paul and asked, "How can we be saved?" They understand that there's a very unique God here.
保罗他们就说：“哈，当信主耶稣，你和你一家就必得救。”他们就把主的道讲给他和他全家的人听。
And they replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in his house.
当夜就在那时候，狱卒把他们带去洗他们的伤，他和属乎他的人立时都受了洗。
At that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed the wounds. Then immediately he and all his household were baptized.
保罗向这个求问救恩的这个狱卒，他会怎么向他传福音呢
？How would Paul preach the gospel to this jailer asking about salvation？
这个狱卒是很尽职的一个狱卒。
And so this jailer is a
很尽职，他很 faithful。
Okay, okay, 很尽职 ，okay, faithful, faithful jailer。
所以当他这个他觉得他失职了，他这个囚犯被逃走的时候，他。宁愿这个自杀了结自己的生命。
And so when he found out that maybe the people have escaped, he was about to commit suicide.
而且我们也看出哈，好像他的工作，他的这个罗马国给他的这个职分，好像就代表他人生最大的价值了。
And so it's like the greatest value of his life was this job given by the Roman Empire.
当他觉得自己失职的时候，他甚至觉得自己已经失去了人生的。意义和他本身的价值，他把工作看到这么重要的地位。
So he treated his job very importantly. When he thought that he didn't do his job well, he was about that he's lost all the meaning of his life.
所以保罗一定会跟他讲说，人的价值不是由罗马帝国给你定义的，你的价值不是因为你的工作给你定义的。
And Paul would be saying to it, the meaning of your life is not determined by the Roman Empire, by this job that he gave you.
有一个创造宇宙万物的主宰。我们的生命是从他而来，是由神那个创造的主宰来定义的。
And it's really this God who created you, who created the entire universe, to define the meaning of your life.
不仅如此啊，神把他的儿子派下来，为你的罪钉死在十字架上。从此以后，你的价值不再是由别人来定义，是由那位为你死的主耶稣基督来定义的。
And so He sent His only Son to come to on earth to die for your sins. So from now on.Your life is defined. The meaning of your life is defined by the Son of God.
这位上帝的儿子愿意把他的生命赐给你。
And this Son of God is willing to give His life to you.
我们的价值不再是说我们工作多有成就哈，这个社会多么接纳我，我在社会上有多高的地位，而是说，当你认识耶稣基督的时候，你里面有了上帝儿子的生命。
The meaning of our life is not determined by how successful we are, how people treated it, how what kind of position we have, but it's defined by the Son of God.
感谢主啊，我们这里看到第四批啊，这个圣经里面没有明确交代啊，但是这是一个很合理的一个推测哈、啊。在监牢当中，这些的囚犯也是信主的第一批人的当中。
And then the fourth group, even though the Bible has not clearly explained them, but it is also very reasonable to expect that they are fourth group of believers.
怎么看出来的哈？他说约在半夜哈，保罗和希拉在那里祷告、唱诗歌的时候，唱诗赞美神的时候，众囚犯也侧耳而听。
About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them.
当然，这些人晚上不睡觉，在大声唱诗歌，他们想睡也睡不着。
So of course, when people are singing loudly, if you want to sleep, you couldn't quite sleep.
但这里的描述不光是他们好像被 disturb， 他们在那里仔细的在听，他们觉得很奇怪，这两个囚犯怎么跟我们不一样？
And so it's not just they're listening, they're listening carefully. How come these two prisoners are different from us?
我们在这里被囚，我们巴不得早点跑出去哈，在这里受苦，在这里被鞭打，被人欺负，哇，愁苦的不得了。这两个人怎么在那里唱诗歌呢？
And how come these people are singing? We're just so sad. We've been in prison. We can't even get out.
你看这个狱卒一醒哈，看见这个监牢全开哈，以为囚犯已经逃走，就拔刀要自杀。保罗大声说，呼叫说，不要伤害自己，我们。都在这里，包括谁啊？不光是保罗、希拉呀，包括这些囚犯，门开了，他们也没跑。
So the jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison door open, he drew a sword about to commit kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here, not just Paul and Silas, but all these other prisoners as well."
这些人侧耳而听保罗、希拉在那里唱诗歌的时候，他们的心好像被一种全新的东西所吸引，是他们以前没有的。
So when they were listening to Paul and Silas singing, they were attracted by something that is they have not encountered before.
他们从保罗、希拉的身上看到一种新的活法，是一种有盼望的活法。
And then they were just seeing a new of fire being lit up for them that they have not seen before.
这种盼望是不能够被身体所捆绑哈，丢在监牢里所阻止的一种的盼望，活泼的盼望。
And it's a hope that cannot be bound by just the physical binding in the prison.
所以他们知道啊，监牢门开了，他们即使逃走的话，他们的人生可能还像以前一样啊，就是反复的循环，最后可能还会被关到抓起来，关到监牢里。
And they knew that if the doors were open, if they escaped, then the life would be just as before. Maybe they just go through a cycle and then eventually be imprisoned again.
怎么能够得到保罗、希拉这种盼望呢？怎么能够即使被关在监牢里面，他们已经能够活的这样的喜乐、这样的自由呢？
How can they have this hope? How can they have this freedom that Paul and Silas had?
所以他们从前本来不仅是身体被捆绑，他们的灵魂也是被囚的。
So not only the bodies were physically bound.Their spirit was bound as well.
但是福音可以让他们在心灵当中，在耶稣基督的救赎当中得到真正的盼望。
But their spirit can receive this true freedom in Christ.
从这以后啊，不管在地上的身体受到什么样的待遇，他在上帝的面前可以罪得赦免，可以得到在耶稣基督里面的自由的人生。
And even though the bodies were still in prison, but from in Christ that they would receive the spiritual freedom and the sins forgiven.
所以这就是腓立比城哈最早的这一个教会里面的这四批人。
So this is the four groups of people in the city of Philippi that received the salvation.
有富人，有穷人。
They are rich and poor.
有男人，有女人。
Male and female.
有以前就敬畏上帝的吕底亚啊，也有以前根本可能就没有听过耶和华名的这些外邦人。
And there are people like Lydia who used to worship God, and then there are also people who have never heard about God.
不同的人，不同的背景，但是他们蒙了同样的救赎的恩典。
Different people, different background, but they receive the same salvation.
都是因为福音的大能使他们的心灵得释放，在耶稣基督里面得到真正的自由。
Because of the power of the gospel, that they have true freedom in the heart.
这个使女被捆绑是明显的哈，这里特别交代她是被鬼附的。
And the female slave's girl was obviously was very obvious that she was bound by the evil spirit.
这些囚犯被捆绑也是明显，他们就是被关起来的。
And the prisoners were also bound physically.
但这个狱卒看似是自由的，但是他身体自由，但是心灵并不自由。
And the jailer, even though his body is free, but yet his spirit was not.
吕底亚也是哈，他虽然很敬虔，但是他照着人的方式去寻求神的时候，最后他要在耶稣基督里面才能真正得到释放和自由。
And so same for Lydia, even though she was doing good works, but yet you only can receive true freedom after receiving Jesus Christ.
就是由这些人组成了在欧洲的第一间教会。
And it's because of these people that the first church in Europe was formed.
这间教会是带给使徒保罗极大喜乐的一个教会。
And it's church that brought great joy to Paul.
因为他们从头一天开始，他们就 同心合意的，一起跟保罗一样去兴旺福音，传播福音。
Because from day one they relied Paul to try to prosper the gospel.
而且当保罗在欧洲旅行布道传福音的过程当中，这一间腓立比教会持续的借着奉献支持保罗的服事。
In his European journey, Paul was supported by this church in Philippi.
他们继续在腓立比这个地方为主的名做见证，他们也借着奉献支持保罗的工作，把这个福音带到更远的地方去。
And they would continue to serve God in the city of Philippi, and they also would support Paul to go to farther away places in Europe.
这个教会是不断的能够见证福音大能的一个教会。
It's a church that continued to bear witness with the power of the gospel.
怎么能够我们也能够经历这样的福音的大能不断的彰显？
How can we continue to also experience the power of the gospel?
借着听到，借着让人听到，信道是从听到来的，听到是从基督的话来的。
And consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ.
而且我们注意到，保罗所传的福音千古不变的。
And we also know that the gospel that Paul preached, it never changes.
保罗所传的福音就是，他说我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一，就是基督照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说，第三天复活，并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看。
But what I receive, I pass on to you as the first importance that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12.
这是保罗在安提阿城所传的福音。
And that's what he preached in Antioch.
这也是他到了小亚细亚在各城所传扬的福音。
And when he went to Asia Minor, he preached the same message in all the different cities.
这也是后来他进入到腓立比，进入到哥林多，不断传扬的耶稣基督为罪人死，三天以后从死里复活，使人得到永生盼望的那个福音。
And the same gospel he preached in Corinth and in Philippi about how Jesus died for our sins and was resurrected 3 days later.
但是我们注意，保罗传福音针对不同的对象的需要，它是一种对焦式的传福音。
But yet you can see that when Paul preached the same gospel, he was also meeting the different needs of the people.
遇到又有钱又敬虔的吕底亚，很敬虔的这个人，就跟他讲，只有耶稣基督能够救我们了。
When he saw Lydia, somebody who's rich and also a devout person, he would say, only Jesus can save you.
因为他的工作已经完成了。
Because his work is accomplished.
对于那个被鬼所捆绑的那个使女，他是借着宣告耶稣基督的名，使他亲身经历那个使。福音使他释放的那个能力。
For the slave girl who was possessed by the evil spirit, he would cast out the spirit so that she can experience the freedom from these evil spirits.
对于那个尽忠职守的那个狱卒，把工作看得比自己生命还重要的那个狱卒，对他讲，人生的价值是在耶稣基督里面做新造的人。
And then when to this jailer who is so faithful in his job, he's saying that the value of her life is in Jesus Christ.
对于那些被捆绑的那些的囚犯，要告诉他们，人生真正的价值是在认识耶稣基督，有永生的盼望的里面。
And for those other prisoners, he was saying that the eternal value of life is to know Jesus.
感谢主啊，这是我们在《使徒行传》当中所见证的福音的大能。
And that's what we see from the Book of Acts about the power of the gospel.
那我们今天来欢庆我们当中神的作为。
And today we'll celebrate what God has done in our midst.
第一个，感谢主啊，借着传扬福音，使人的灵魂得救，不断的这个福音的大能在做拯救和重整人生命的工作。
And first, through preaching the gospel, that people's lives were saved and their lives were changed.
当我们像保罗一样忠心的传讲耶稣基督死而复活的福音的时候，我们就看到一个一个的灵魂在重生得救。
And as we faithfully preach the same gospel that Paul preached, we'll see that one by one, people were saved.
保罗、希拉为一个小使女能够重生得自由，为一家人吕底亚一家人重生得自由，在那里欢庆，在那里唱诗，在那里赞美，晚上睡不着觉。
Paul and Silas were singing and celebrating because of a slave girl being that was saved, and also Lydia and her house were saved.
所以，当我们在这过去两个月当中，不断的见证十多位的弟兄姐妹重生得救，这八位已经决定接受洗礼的时候，我们怎能不欢庆，怎能不敬拜神？
So how can we not celebrate when we have witnessed more than 10 people were saved and also 8 of them are willing to be baptized?
福音的大能从来没有改变过。
The power of the gospel has never changed.
当我们忠心的、信实的、照着神的吩咐去忠心去做的时候，我们就会不断的见证、不断的经历这样福音改变人生命的这种见证。
And when we faithfully preach the gospel, we'll continue to experience the power of it.
第二个，我们欢庆的理由哈，我们像当初这些啊，保罗带着同工去打仗一样哈，我们在传福音的过程当中，看到不断的有新的同工兴起哈，造就工人，福音的事工在不断的在倍增。
And the second reason we celebrate is as we preach the gospel, we see more and more co-workers joining in.
第一次哈，只是保罗、巴拿巴两个人出去。
First time, Paul and Silas went out.
结果到第二个宣教旅行的时候，就分成两队了哈。尤其保罗这一队哈，希拉加进来，提摩太加进来，路加加进来哈。在传福音宣教的过程当中，这个工人的人数也不断的在成长。
So Paul and Barnabas' team was split up and become two teams, and you see other people joining in, such as Luke, such as Silas, and such as Timothy.
啊，这里是。话语权是我们教会四位同工啊。
The four circle are co-workers from our church.
还有两位没有在这个照片里面，就是我们的孝耶姊妹和 Alice 姊妹。
And the other two not in the picture, Alice and Sylvia.
那我们这六位同工是过去几年我们一直持续在幸福小组里面服事传福音的。
And those six are one who've been continually serving in the past years.
那在这个过程当中，我们学到的呢，我们就跟众教会的同工弟兄姐妹来分享哈。来帮助他们怎么来去传福音。
And what we have learned in this year, and so, and we will just share with other churches and other co-workers.
所以幸福小组 7.0 的同工培训，就是由我们这些前几年一直在做的这些同工，慢慢的成长成熟之后，跟大家分享，然后鼓励大家，装备大家一起来做的。
And so, in the co-worker training for Happiness 7.0, we have these co-workers from our church who've been serving the past few years to share with other churches.
所以同工在不断成长啊，这是这一次我们一起来参加的哈，不光我们六个了哈，我们这次一共21位委身的同工。
And so not only the six, this time we have 21 co-workers.
来自不同的教会啊。
From different churches.
有教会的执事。
And there are also deacons from some churches.
有这个以马内利教会的牧师。
Some pastor from another church.
还有一位90岁的老师母。
And also a 90-plus-year-old, lady from another church.
这些都是哈，这个一起这次来服事的同工。
And all these co-workers are serving together.
我们都在学习。
We're all learning.
学习的过程当中经历。
We experience as we learn.
经历了主以后，我们就把我们经历的恩典与人去分享。
And we share the blessings with others as we learn.
看到神的祝福和同在。
And we see God's blessings and also His presence.
这就是主所吩咐我们的。我们在祷告、在服事啊的过程当中啊，不断的求神兴起更多的工人来收割庄稼。
And that's what God has commanded us as we serve, that we ask for co-workers to be added.
所以不仅这个同工得到造就，不断的新的同工的兴起哈，我们也非常啊高兴的在这里跟大家来做见证啊。是众教会一起同心合意的合一的当中一起来服侍这个兴旺福音。
And not only co-workers are added, we also celebrate that many churches are joining together and serving together in a united heart.
这次加上我们教会，一共有10个来自10个教会的同工一起来服侍。
We have a total of 10 churches serving together.
过去的5年当中，哈，雪城纽约雪城的牧师长老跟我们一起来同。
In the last 5 years, we have churches in Syracuse, the pastor and the deacon serving with us.
Harvard County 的恩典华人教会的牧师和他们一群的同工跟我们一起来传福音。
And Howard County Grace Church, and they also been serving with us.
蒙爱教会的林炳宏牧师带着他的师母，带着他的执事家庭一起来参与服事。
And also Pastor Lin and his family also served together with us.
如今在这些教会当中，他们都在 持续不断的做他们的幸福小组，或者是他们传福音的这个小组的这个服事的工作。
And they've been also been setting up their own happiness groups in their own churches.
当我们看到在各地的教会，各个教会当中神都不断的在兴起这样的工人来，在各自的教会忠心的持守这个大使命的托付，我们大得激励。
And we are greatly encouraged when we see how all these different churches faithfully obeying the command of our Lord Jesus on the Great Commission.
这都是我们今天在这里欢庆的理由。我们最大的理由是要让神的名在这里得荣耀。
And the biggest reason we celebrate today is that God be glorified.
安提阿的教会为什么蒙福啊？为什么在使徒行传的后半部主要是讲安提阿差出去的工人的工作呢？
Why was the church in Antioch so blessed? And the entire half of the book of Acts was really talking about that church.
就是因为安提阿的教会是一个传福音的教会。
Because it's a church that preached the gospel.
他们在安提阿城不仅向犹太人传福音，而且向外邦人传福音。
Not only did they preach the gospel to the Jews, but to the Gentiles.
第一个这个被称作基督徒的地方，就是在安提阿那个地方建立起外邦人的教会来。
And that was the first time that this church with the Gentiles was set up.
所以他们的目的。这个到了一定时候，圣灵就使用他们把保罗、把巴拿巴拆出去，到远方去宣教。
And so after a certain period of time, God used that church to send Paul and Barnabas out.
所以他们一方面很忠心的在本地传福音，同时他们把人拆出去到更远的地方为主去做见证。
So not only were they faithfully preaching gospel locally, but they also sent people out.
他们一个很清楚的一个国度的观念，他们做的工作当然能够带到安提阿教会最好。但是即使是得救的人不是来安提阿教会的，他们也同样的欢喜快乐，因为都是在上帝的国度里面。
So they have a clear kingdom concept that is, of course, it's good to have people locally converted, but they also just as joyful when outside people in other places receive the Lord.
为什么腓立比教会能够带给保罗以及带给神这么多的喜乐呢？
Why can the church in Philippi bring such joy to God and to Paul?
同样的，他们从同一天开始就同心合意的兴旺福音。
Because from day one, they were fervent in preaching the gospel.
在本地传福音
，in locally，
跟走出去的保罗他的同工团队一起来配搭，在远方去做见证
，and to work with Paul and Silas in faraway places。
这就是蒙福教会的特征
，and that is the characteristic of a blessed church。
忠心的在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极为主去做见证
，faithful in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria until the end of the earth。
好，接下来给大家播放一个短的视频，让我们看一看，在过去这两个月当中聚会以后这些的见证分享。
And now we'll show you a short video to see some of the testimonies that we had in the last 2 months.
I'm very fond of you.这样的一些人在一起，我觉得我以前呢是活在一个这样的世界当中，就是我没有安全感，生活当中很多地方我都有一种时时处处让我觉得很不放心的感觉，很不安全的感觉。我在认识耶稣基督之后，我发现这是一个很不一样的大家庭。在这个大家庭里面呢，我感到充满爱，我找到了一条救赎的路，然后在这条救赎的路上，所有的这些人都在无私的帮我，我觉得我非常非常的幸福，所以我很想在这条路上一直走下去，所以我是很愿意受洗，我也很愿意快快的受洗，但是我说实在话，我之前的生活圈子里面是完全没有基督徒的，我刚刚接触到这样的一个圈子，我没有见过受洗，我也没有听人讲过受洗是什么样子，所以对我来说，这一切还是就是接下来的可能还是很多还是很陌生的，但是我很期待，我充满了期待，
因为我当时跟我之前的有一个朋友聊天，他跟我一样是从大陆来的，他之前也不信主。后来他很快，他当时接触教会不到半年，他就信主了，受洗了。 我当时就问他，我说你为什么信主？他给我的回答是，信主不会给他带来坏处。他觉得他没有什么可损失的。我觉得我已经很近了。
我很高兴有这个机会和大家相遇相识相知。首先看到了弟兄姐妹们充满了很深的爱，我感觉到大家深深的爱着彼此，然后喜乐的笑容，怀揣着珍宝，然后也分享给姐妹们的关于来自神，关于来自我们的父亲的深深的爱和深深的智慧。
主呢让妹妹呢把我来带我认识，因为我在妹妹给我讲解的过程中，我记得很清楚的就讲爱呀，我们有父母的爱，也有亲情的爱，这些爱人的爱，同事的爱，但是只有这个神的爱具备的这四点是其他的爱所不能代替的。我记得很清楚雷立新跟我说的。那么第一个爱呢，他就说这个神的爱是随地随处的，这是第一个。第二个呢，他就讲这是无条件的爱。第三个，他是牺牲奉献的爱。那么最重要的是第四点，是其他都不能代替的，就是叫永远的爱 ，forever。这个是非常非常重要。所以这个幸福呢，就是我呢就用了一个开始初步的认识了神啊，我也是很短的这个时间。今天又听到了这个何牧师讲了为什么要洗礼，我听着呢，我就觉得有一种紧迫感。虽然呢，妹妹把我引进了，我也信了主，但是呢，我一直还没有受洗，所以呢，今天过后我就会在我的当地，要迅速地找到当地的 church， 然后呢，去通过 communication 的交流，通过这个去协调，去快的，就像郭牧师说的，去受洗。
我觉得就是参加这个聚会吧，也就有很大的偶然性。他就因为一次比较严重的车祸吧，就是因为当时陌生的路人救下了我，我就发了个圈表达了一下那感恩之心。因为当时怕家里的人担心吧，就设置了家人就看不见，没让他们看见。但是可巧的是，因为我镜子那我们加的好友比较晚，然后还没来得及给他分到那个标签里，然后就更巧的是他看到了我发的那个朋友圈，然后赶紧联系了我说要相信神，是神救了我。就是因为当时我对那个生命的脆弱就产生了巨大的恐惧嘛，就是当时经理跟我说有这样一个聚会的时候，我也表示高兴想参加，想想可能冥冥中也是神的指引吧，让我亲自把我带到了神的面前。其实这个聚会之前开始之前吧，然后我就看了那个圣经的故事，在这个聚会中我又重新认识了耶稣，也感受到了他的爱，然后也感到了大家的爱。通过这种爱呢，我觉得得以慢慢的从那种恐惧中走出来，然后就是平时挺喜欢听里面的诗歌，就喜欢跟大家待在一起，然后也感受到了幸福。
好的，我来说一下，今天是这样子啊，今天就是开始就和牧师放那个就受洗，就是美国就前段时间受洗那个场面。我不知道为什么，反正就眼泪在一直在流。然后后来我没办法，我只好跑到客厅去拿点纸过来，然后我就一直很感动，其实就是控制不了自己情绪，我不知道为什么，反正我就很感动。然后还有就是因为昨天就是你不是已经跟我说了说幸福列车快到站了吗？我当时就有点懵啊，这么快啊，这么快到站了，我还没坐够呢就到站了。然后就是我开始是抱了有点好奇，也是有一点点疑惑的心情上车的啊。但是呢，我真正上了车之后，我发现真的有很多让我很震惊、很震撼的故事。就像那个开始那个尼克，就是没有四肢他尼克的故事，还有华西牧师的故事，很震撼，很震撼。还有大家，就是我认识这么多姐妹、姊妹， 就是和蔼可亲，和我生活中都不一样，一个个就是很温和的。我就像我给我儿子讲的，我说他们脸上就散发着就天神那种光芒，我这种感觉就是声音嘛又很温柔，真的在改变我，真的感觉我其实每天都在期待礼拜六这个会议，尽管我有时迫于无奈是不能参加。所以我最近我就在找我们国内的姐妹，就是说我们有，我说你这个礼拜当中还有没有类似这种会议，我说我来参加，找到了也在参加了。后来我在这里也学到了很多，来我知道以前我不知道我是天父的宝贝，那后来我知道了，那我也知道我以前我也不知道教会是地上的家，天堂是天上家，我都不知道，那现在知道了，就因为我上这趟列车我慢慢知道了很多，我还知道了如何申辨真假，分辨真假教会，我还知道只有说啊，只说圣经上的话，不说社会上的话，社会上的话，这样你就可以分辨了。另外呢，我还知道我还可以请耶稣基督进入我的生命，引领我，指导我，主导我的生命，这个太幸运了。还有就是就是在我感动之余吧，我还是觉得我肯定如果我就这样子走下去，可能跟现在刚刚仅仅是看到门，看地门槛，如果我进去我肯定能，就是我当做最初的心愿就是被得救，我想就是耶稣，只有耶稣能救我，就这样就这样。其实我就是一句话，我很感动，这趟车我还没坐过，我还想再坐，就是这样子，我想一直坐下去，一直和你们在一起，然后一直在跟着主，跟着神，让他来指导我，让他拯救我，谢谢。我希望尽快休息。
啊，太好！
原来感建峰那时候跟我讲两个月，那时候感觉两个月感觉蛮惨的，会不会太惨了？那现在回过头来想想，这两个月这过得好快啊！这两个月有大家的陪伴，感觉每天每一周都可以听到不同同工的这些美好的一些见证。真的让我很感动，来加添我对神的一些认识和增添我的一些那个信心吧，对，所以其实很难得，我不知道，也没有什么准备说哦，我那天就决志了，这个自己连自己我也都没办法去。对，就没有一个心理的准备，但我想这些都是只要在神里面，应该都是美好的，因为每个人的这个道路可能都是不一样的，都是各式各样的，但都是对。然后呢，我想，这可能是我的一个新起点，希望的话就是从今而后我是我的，让上帝的光能够让我照进我的内心，然后呢，然后让把我的生命被翻转，然后得平安和那个也可以，到时也希望我走一段路也可以那个作为别人的一个美好的一个见证。
非常感谢，就尤其是感谢耶蒙和华美，就是他们每次在我们问问题之后时间不够，但是后面还会再去查其他的资料，去尝试解读我们的问题，还有跟我们一起讨论，我觉得让我受益匪浅吧。
我就感觉我们这次呢，这个幸福列车呢，形式非常活泼，然后每次的游戏啊，还有那个什么，在这个九次的这个最重要的内容呢，就是大家的分享，还有一些从网上，转录的这个分享，都是非常珍贵、非常真实的。另外呢，我们就是每次呢，都会有一个就是讨论吧。我不知道我这是第几组啊，但是我们小组呢讨论的还比较热烈，我觉得每次的时间呢好像 不是特别充裕，这个华梅和这个椰檬，特别是华梅，然后有的时候说完了说哎我回去好好思考，有的时候会过一天会长篇大段的，然后很耐心的来这个讲解啊，我觉得这个特别好，特别的给人特别真诚，特别认真啊。
很高兴就是能够来学习牧师梅斯山主播以后，就是很就我觉得解答非常清楚。
是介绍，然后来到这边是第一次来这边，就是认识了个恩佑，他是第一个就是主动跟我就是过来向我问好，然后我们也是成为朋友，也来到小也来到这个幸福小组这么多次，也见证了大家的一些幸福故事，然后我也从中也能感受到挺多的。
林涛，我问你啊，你愿不愿意接受洗礼啊？
我愿意。
哦，感谢主。我们把一切的荣耀赞美都归给神。
We give glory to God。
那我们刚才看到一些哈，是在外地的信主的朋友们哈，但今天我们很高兴哈，有来到我们当中的这次在幸福列车上认识的和在我们当中的朋友们哈，我们有特别的礼物要送给今天来到我们当中的哈这些的参加幸福教导的朋友哈，我们先从这个永新刘永新，请站起来好吗呀？然后维嘉啊，永芳啊，刚才林涛在这里，他可能有事先走了哈。维嘉，请站起来。好，欢迎永芳。好，还有这个阿伦，也欢迎。感谢主哈。还有没有点到的吗？都在了哈。感谢主。英奇在那里啊，英奇在那里，好，欢迎呀，特地从 Virginia 赶过来的哈，欢迎哈。
From Virginia, we welcome。
好，感谢主，愿神赐福你们啊，在认识主的这个道路上哈，我们愿意一直陪伴着你们啊，愿意你就像今天我们所唱的诗歌一样，欢迎你们快快的回到神的家庭当中哈。我们接下来会。Go ahead.
We welcome you and we would accompany you in your spiritual journey.
我们接下来要唱一首回应的诗歌，我们请参与幸福小组服事的这一批同工哈，再次来唱，带我们来唱这首宝贵的十架，请大家一起起立。
We ask you to stand as we sing the response song to be led by our praise team.
这些